Good evening, everyone. Tonight we celebrate someone who truly was born with a song in his heart. We welcome his family and friends here tonight. We also extend a warm welcome to those of you who may not have had the pleasure of his acquaintance. You are about to strike gold. Colonel Clifford Jack Brown was born 90 years ago in Houston, Indiana, on October 4th, 1931. Both of Jack's parents, H. Paul and Vera Grace Brown, were music teachers. His father was the band director at Jay County Schools, and his mother was a piano teacher. Jack was the oldest of three boys. He grew up in Dunkirk, Indiana, and graduated from Ball State University. Jack was born into a home filled with music, and music has always been central to his life. Please join us on a trip back a few years as we offer a musical tribute to a man with a song in his heart, our dear friend, Jack Brown. Of the Depression, Jack's mother traveled to people's homes giving piano lessons. She charged a mere 25 cents. Sometimes she received eggs and butter as payment. Life was full of hardships for many families during the Depression. We can only imagine the joy Jack's mother and father must have felt when Jack, their firstborn, arrived.
Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child when you were only starting to go to kindergarten. I bet you drove the little girls wild. And when it came to red and blue ribbons, I bet you showed the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You must have took the cutest bow. Well, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause my friend Jack, let's look at you now.
Thank you, Sarita and Steve. We're so glad you're with us tonight. Jack's parents were made of sturdy stuff. Instead of dwelling on the tough times, they passed along the gift of appreciating what you have in life. This next song can't say it any better. Adorable, but Jack was certainly the apple of his parents' eyes. From cuddly baby to giggling toddler, Jack could put a smile on everyone's face. Move over, Rudy Valley, and make way for little Jack Brown. We know he was cute as a button.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would will the nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss, he would a kiss when you're with alone. You'd make every girl and man a fan, worship your throne. You ought to be as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in picture, my star of stars.
Well, where do we start? This man has it all. He is blessed with good looks, brains, wit, and musical talent. He is a leader that inspires others. He is generous and kind. If we had to list all the great things about Jack Brown, we would be here until next week. So we'll just say it in a song. Was composed in 1931. Now, isn't that a coincidence? Or did the composer notice the stars were twinkling just a little bit brighter the night Jack was born?
All right, Jack, I hope you can hear this because I tend to play the piano a little too loud. So we'll see. Hang out the stars in Indiana, up in a sky of midnight blue. Hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you. Have every robin sing a love song, a melody just meant for two. For in my heart there is a love song, a song I long to sing to you. How could I find the things I sought for? No wonder they were all denied. The very happiness I fought for was right there by your side. So wait for me in Indiana, and when the long, long day is through, hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you. Hang out the stars in Indiana to light my way back home to you.
Thank you, Julie. Well, Jack was fortunate to grow up with music all around him, and he truly has an appreciation for all kinds of musical styles. Next, the band will perform two of Jack's favorites.
Thank you.
In San Francisco, there is a team that's near and dear to Jack's heart, his beloved Chicago Cubs. Since we're nearing the seventh inning stretch of our concert, Jack, won't you please lead us in Take
testing,
Me Out to the
testing,
Ball Game?
Testing, testing.
You know, this is the best time of the year for me. My birthday and the World Series all in one week. The unfortunate part of baseball in Central Indiana is, first, the Cubs lost, the Reds lost, the Cards lost. I guess, guys, we're just going to have to use our old Cubs byline. Wait till next year. Okay, let's do this and everybody sing along. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back, for it's root, root, root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame, for it's one, two, three strikes, you're out. The old ball game. Let's get some runs. Thanks, folks, and thank you guys. Didn't expect it, but thanks.
Colonel Clifford Jack Brown, United States Army, dedicated his professional life to the United States of America. He distinguished himself as an expert marksman, and was the coach and captain of Indiana's high power rifle team and Indiana's biathlon team. He was post commander of Camp Atterbury for 4.5 years. He is the recipient of the Meritorious Service Medal and Army Commendation Medal, as well as numerous other medals and ribbons. Here is our musical salute to you, Colonel Brown, and to all our military veterans. If you are a veteran or are currently serving in the military, please stand if you are able or wave your hand when the song for your branch is played. We thank you and your families for your sacrificial service to our country. So we can honor you too. Thank you to all our veterans.
Thank you.
please welcome Sergeant Major Timothy White to sing a patriotic favorite. A dashing figure. He is tall and handsome. He is elegant and charming. This next piece is dedicated to one heck of a class act, and I might add, a tough one to follow.
Thank you.
diamond is multifaceted. It radiates light, warmth, and has tremendous strength. It is brilliant and powerful. Kind of sounds like our honoree. Well, creating a melodic motif using the four letters J-A-C-K. Our next piece attempts to capture some of these qualities. She didn't want me to say this, but I would like to point out that this song was conceived, composed, and arranged by our own Gina Bollinger. Due to trying to keep this piece a secret from Jack, which was next to impossible, and those restrictions that COVID put on us, we were unable to have everyone involved to rehearse this piece adequately. So instead, we have an MP3 recording of Diamond Jack, which we will now play for you. Welcome Jeff Nelson to the podium as he conducts another favorite of Jack's, and it features solos by Steve Brown, Gary Sparks, and Steve DeMuth. Hey. Thank you. Sergeant Major Timothy White to sing another patriotic favorite. Sarita and Steve get away without one more number. Along with Jack, this song topped the charts in 1931.
good night, sweetheart, till we meet tomorrow. Good night, sweetheart, sleep will banish sorrows. Tears and parting may make us forlorn, but with the dawn, a new day is born. So I'll say good night, sweetheart, though I'm not beside you. Good night, sweetheart, still my love will guide you. Dreams enfold you, in each one I'll hold you. Good night, sweetheart, good night.
Our dear Jack, we just want to say thank you for being you. It is indeed an honor to play beside you in this band and to fly along with you in this life. You make the world a better place. Happy 90th birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Jack.